The village, which numbered some 5,000 people before the arrival of the displaced people, lacked water, food and health services. UNMISS helicoptered in 80 Rwandan peacekeepers together with armored vehicles to Abruk at the beginning of April, creating better security conditions for the arrival of the humanitarian community 2 days later. Mr. Scherer, who is also the special representative of the UN Secretary General in South Sudan, said the presence of peacekeeping troops undoubtedly provided the security and confidence that humanitarian agencies needed to operate in this remote and dangerous area.
We saw a looming crisis here of monumental proportions. If cholera broke out amongst the 25,000 people who had gathered here, people worried about the insecurity, so we flew in about 80 Rwandan soldiers, peacekeepers, and those peacekeepers gave confidence for humanitarians to come in a couple of days later, and the humanitarians very quickly got water, sanitation, and started treating people, and undoubtedly saved the lives of hundreds of people. Cholera would have ripped through this community otherwise.
A cholera outbreak was stopped, he added, and hundreds of lives were saved as a result of this combined action together with a highly effective response by humanitarian agencies. The SRSG also said that the UN mission in South Sudan has shown this response to an emergency situation and are ready should another crisis occur in other parts of South Sudan.
This is all about responding fast. It's something that we hadn't done before. It's something that peacekeepers aren't known for, getting in helicopters, flying in at very, very short notice, establishing a base on the ground in a potentially hostile environment, and then getting on with the job of bringing others in to do the humanitarian work. It worked really well here, and it set a precedent and a bit of a model for the rest of our peacekeeping troops to look at, and helped us sort of practice and to get it all together. So I'm very, very pleased about this. I mean, at the bottom line here, there are hundreds of people who are alive today who would not have been alive if we hadn't done this, and that helps me sleep at night.
The UNMISS deployment to Abruk was planned to last a month but was extended by 2 weeks. Humanitarian agencies remain in Abruk providing life-saving services to the almost 11,000 people who remain there. UNMISS support is being continued through air patrols from Malakal. Philip Wani reporting.